Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schluss for Yaakov and Sarah. So Ziva Kagam Akarv, Chana Reza Basmir and Rivka, Leiva Kali Yad Barai Vishalim, Racha Varisha Segidu, Rechasam Misham Tobos, and for Rav Yoshua Daniel Ben Frida Simcha, and Rav Moshe Tzvi Frida Simcha, Bracha Vatzalacha, Bechol Maase Yidei. And we're basing this year on the Sefer Shari Chaim, and Simen Chaf Ches. The Gemara in Maseches Kedushin says that if a man goes up to a woman, he says, marry me with this money. And she says to him, on condition that it will be received by my father, your father, she is mekudeshes. Why is she mekudeshes? Explains the Tosis Rid, because it's as if she received it in her hands. By saying, give it to, on condition that my father, your father, receive it, it's like saying that it's like her receiving it in her hand. So too later in the sugya, Tan Rabbanas Kachili Bemana, and she says, put it on a rack, put this mana on a rack. She's not mekudeshes, but over her rack she's mekudeshes. Rashi says that it's midin chotzer, and the Tosfos Rid says no, it's not mitam chotzer, but rather whenever she is mitzaveh, it's as if he placed it in her hand. And he says the same would apply to a get who hadin legabe get. If her husband gives her a get, wants to give her a get, and she says, "Sim oso al gabe sela ze o al gabe karka bez garish megureshes he ukiilu sam biyada dami." She is divorced, and it's as if he placed it in her hand. Velo dami l'tli gitech mi'al gabe karka, and it's not similar to the case of take your get off the ground, where she's not divorced, because there's no nesinas habal, because he put it on the ground, not al das ha'isha, but when she said to him, put it on the ground, it's as if he placed it in her hand. So l'divrei Tosfos Rid. And so too, when she says to give it to Ploni and I will be divorced with it, even though that Ploni is not there, she didn't appoint him, she is still megureshes, not mitam shliach lekabbalah, because the shliach didn't hear from her mouth, but rather because the giving of the husband to that ploini was b'tzivui ha'isha ubiritzona ki'ilu nasna biyad odami. It's as if it was given into her hand. But stam, to appoint a shliach lekabbalah, you need to do it directly. Otherwise, it's mili, it's just mere words, and mili lo mimser in the shliach. You're not allowed to tell a shliach to tell someone else to do something which is defined as mili. However, if in this case we're not coming mitam shlichus, in this case it's as if he gave it into her hand. She said, "Give it to him." So it's as if it was placed in her hand, and she is therefore divorced. And in our case, she is therefore married. In the Avnei Miluim, in Simen Lamed, Sif Kotn Yud, he writes on this Tosfos Rid that it's a Das Yechidah. It wasn't mentioned, it's an alone opinion. It was not mentioned in the Poskim Rishonim and Achronim. Aber, Meken Dingen Zich Mitten Avnei Miluim, we can argue, and proof in the sheet of the Rambam, that he holds like the Tosfos Rid. The Rambam in the 6th parak of Hilchos Geirushin, Halacha Yud Gimel, writes that if a man sent a get to his wife, Habal Sheshalach Shliach Get Liishtoi, Uva Shliach Litno La Velo Nitalto, Ela Amra Lo Bifnei Yidim Yeh Get Zela Pikadon Etzlachol Shamaloi, Hare Ata Shliach Lekabloi Li, Hare Zumugureshes Besufeg, Ad Sheyagia Haget Liyada. If a man sends a get to his wife and the shliach comes to give it to her and she doesn't take it, she says to him in front of Edim, this get should be a pikadon, or she says to him, you are a shliach for Kabbalah for me, she is megureshes misafek until the get comes into her hand. Now that if she appoints him as a shliach lekabbalah, it is a safek gerushin, that is a gemara in Gittin, and Daf Samach Gimel Amid Beis, that in fact says that it's a suffek if it works, because Lo Chazur Shlichus Eitz El Abal Ayin Sham the Gemara what the pshat is. But that the Rambam writes that the same applies when she says that this get will be a pikadon etzlecha, and that's the girsa of the Rif in the Gemara there. Then when the woman says that this get should be a pikadon by you, that we have to understand, because it's mashma that she did not make him a shliach lekabbalah, so mehechitesi that she should be divorced. What's the whole suffix that if she said it should be a pikadon in your hands, that she should be divorced? So it would appear that the Rambam is halten vi the Tosis Rid, that if the Rambam holds like the Tosis Rid, that if she says to the husband, give it to Ploni, that is like putting it in her own hand, and even though Ploni is not her shliach lekabbalah, and it's pashut, that if she says to a shliach leholacha tineu leploni, that would be like putting a get in her hand when Ploni does that. So if that's the case, if this telling a shliach leholacha to give a get to Ploni is like you're putting it in her hand, so when she says to the shliach halacha himself, this get should be a pikadon by you for me, it is considered as if the get has come into her hand. Abazoi, the Rambam is very good, because even though she did not make him a shliach kabbalah, she is mugureshes misafik, and she said that he should have it as a pikadon for her, so it's like placing it in her hand, like the sheet of the Tosis Rid. And here also, it's not mamish a get vada, it's only a get safik, because you also have the chisaron of lo chazur shlichus eitz el abal, because you need the shlichus of the baal to be nifka. And as long as the get hasn't left the hands of the baal, it can't be considered as if he actually gave it to her. And therefore, there is a chisaron of lo chazur shlichus eitz el habal, because like Rashi says, that the man has to go back and say, asisi shlichuscha, I did what you said. And here, there is no I did what you said, because he didn't actually lamaisa give it to her. There's no chazur shlichus eitz el habal. But there is a suffix that maybe it's good enough, that maybe since he is considered as if he gave it to her, kilu nasno biyada, when he is told by her to hold it as a pikadon, maybe that is enough, and it is gerushin mi suffik, and the same would apply then to kiddushin, that by kiddushin also, when she says to give it to her father, his father, it's on condition that you give it to his father, her father, so that is as if she received it, and that is enough to make a kiddushin, not even a suffik kiddushin. The Rambam here says, the Gemara says, that it's a vaday kiddushin. So we have then that according to the Avnei Miluim and according to the Rambam, when the woman directs the man to give the kesef kedushin to her father, his father, And on this condition, she will marry him. The reason she is married is because she received the gittin, the kedushin, in her hand. But according to this, we have to understand why there has to be a appointment in the presence of Eidim. Amalo bifnei Eidim. Why do there have to be Eidim here? This is not a minui l'shlichus kabbalah. So why do you need Eidim? So we have to say that since it's self, through her tzivui, she makes his hand like her hand, that it should be as if it came into her hand. It's like a davar shebe'erva. And you need Eidim l'kiyum hadavar v'tzarech iyun, if that's the correct pshat. So he's not mamish being made into a shliach, but l'maisa, his hand is her hand. So therefore, you would need Eidim l'kiyum hadavar. And the Sefer Divrei Emes in Kuntres Yud Aleph Simenon Hey, he writes that the Tosis Rid is mode that she is not migureshes until the get reaches her hand, and it doesn't help that he gives to her, that he gives according to her command, that it's as if he actually put it in her hand. That only removes the chisaron of tli gitech me'al gabe akarka, because when she commands him and says that this get should be a pikadon by you, so what about the problem of tli gitech me'al gabe akarka? So the solution is no, that it's as if she received it. So it's not tli gitech me'al gabe akarka. But at the end of the day, she still has to take it from his hand. So there isn't a sina, because the husband gave it into the hand of his shliach, and he doesn't mamish have to give it into her hand, but she still has to take it from him. And this is like what we find with the Rambam in the fifth parak of Gerush and Alacha Yitches, with respect to giving a get to an eved, to someone's eved who's not bound, that she's not migureshes, ad she agia get liyada. That even though Nesina isn't good enough with respect to the fact that she's divorced, because it's a chatzar mehaleches, nevertheless, it is Nesina l'reshusa, and therefore it's misalik the chisaron of tli gitech me'al gabe akarka. And then afterwards, she takes it from his hand, and she's officially divorced. So that's according to the Divrei Emes. However, it is not mashma that way from the words of the Tosis Rid. Because the Tosis Rid there asks, why do we need to come on to Shlichos LeKabbalah here, typically, that there's a Kviyus Makom, that she set a place to put the get, and that's sufficient? Now, if it's a Shliach Kabbalah, she is divorced when it's given into the hands of the Shliach, and the get doesn't have to come into her hand. And it's mitzad kviyus makom, you need that the get should actually come into her hand, according to the Divrei Emes. So how is the Tosis Rid comparing the two? And saying that it's the same thing. Why do you need to come on to Shlichus LeKabbalah I have a better idea. It's as if it came into her hand. So Tosfos Rid doesn't like Rashi. Rashi says, "Mitam Shlichus LaKabbalah." He says, "What do you need to come out of Shlichus LaKabbalah? It's Kviyus Makom. She's setting aside a place. But how can you say it's? How can you say that? How can you compare the two? How can you say that you don't need Shlichus LaKabbalah? It's Kviyus Makom. Shlichus LaKabbalah. She's divorced the second he gets it. And according to the Divrei MS, it's at Kviyus Makom. It's only when it actually comes into her hand the get." And so too, the Gabi Kiddushin, that according to what the Achronim learn, that Tli Kiddush Eichem Al Gabi Akarka is valid, Al Kopanim Bi Kiddush Kesef, look in the Avnei Melun and Siman Lamitiv Katan Aleph, if that's the case, how does this din help us? How does this din of Almanas Shekablu Maba or Vicha help us? Since the get has to come into her hand, we don't need this din of it's as if it came into her hand. Because all the it's as if it came into her hand does is it removes the chisaron of tli kiddushek ma'agabe akarka. But there is no chisaron of tli kiddushek ma'agabe akarka. It has to actually come into her hand. We don't need to remove the chisaron of tli kiddushek ma'agabe akarka. So the whole Gemara is superfluous. You don't need to say that I'm an Ashi Kabla Mabas to remove the chisaron of Sligi Dushek Ma'agabi Akarka. There is no such chisaron. Rather, what then is the chiddush of the Gemara? In Pashtus, that she's actually divorced when he receives it. When Abra Avicha receives it. Not only that, but just the lashon of the Tosfos Rid is mashma that she's megureshes miyad, and not only when the get comes into her hand, because it's considered nesina kabbalah gemur, as if it came into her hand into her shus mamish, and that's how the Avnei Miluim learned in the Tosfos Rid, not like the Divrei Emes. So we have Nachum over Yechidush of the Tosfos Rid and Kiddushin and in Gerushin, that when she says almanat shekabla mabu avicha, she is married miyad, immediately when they receive it, and in Gerushin as well. The Rambam notes that there's a problem here of lo chazur shlichus etzel abal, so memela it's a suffik Gerushin, but akoponim, the second there's a receiving of this get, now there's an issue already of divorce, and not when it actually comes into her hand, like the Divrei Emes wanted to say. That's the pashtus of the Avnei Miluim. The Avnei Miluim, in Siman Lamed Zayin Tivkat and Gimel, asks on the sheet of the Tosfos Rid. From that it says that a man wants to marry a woman, and she says, "Tain mana laploni." Ve'akadesh anilach. She says, "Give money to Ploni, and I will marry you." So she's mekudeshes midin arev, like the Gemara says in Zayin Amud Aleph. That an Arev also doesn't receive anything, and he's Mishabit himself. So that's the din of Arev. So the question is, why do we need to come on to the din of Arev when she says, "Tain mani laploni v'makavakadejani lach"? According to the Tosfos Rid, you don't have to come on to Arev. Arev is a big chiddush. Typically, that it's as if Imamish gave it to her. She says, "Tain laploni." So when she's kovei amakom to give it to Ploni, so that should be enough. It's as if he gave it to her. Why is that any less than Tanam al gabe sela? That it's as if she received it. That if it was her sela, she received it. Ayin Sham in the Avnei Miluim. However, it would seem that this isn't difficult at all, because this din of the Tosfos Rid is when he gives the money or the get for her, that it should be hers. And then we say that since she set aside a place to give for her, it's as if it was placed in her hand. But in the case where she says tain mana leploni ve'akadesh ani lach or lacha, she's saying, I want you to give it to Ploni for the sake of Ploni. So here, there's not shaykh to say there's a din of kviyus makom. She set aside a place, so she's married. Because he's not giving to Ploni for her. So how can you say it's as if she received it? And it's only Medin Arev. There, Medin Arev. The fact that he listened to her tzivui, just like by the Arev, by the guarantor, he was listened to. So with that, he's Meshabed himself, so too, just by the fact that she was listened to, that's enough. She's married. But if it wasn't given for her, then you can't say it as if she received it. When can you say it as if she received it? It was given for her when she was Kaveh Amakum for herself. So that's why there you have to come on to Din Arev, because it wasn't for her. But in our case, she yakablum li, that almanas that Aben Avichas yakablum li, it's for me, there you can say it's as if she received it. So for the kash of the Avnei Miluim. In the Avnei Miluim there, he says that according to the Chitas Tosas Arid, the same would apply to Mekach or Memkar. If she says to that if she, or it could also be he, that if the Makabel Matan or the Lokeach says, L'gabe Mekach or Memkar, Sim al-gabe Sela, even if it's not his, it's as if it mamish came into his hand. That's the chiddush of the Avnei Miluim. However, we can say that the Tosas Rid only said his chiddush with respect to get. That we don't need haknas get liisha, and it's enough to just give the get, like the famous Yisora the Ktosah Choshen and Simon Reisiv Katnei. And because of this, it works Baal Korcha and Bisurei Hana. And so to Lagabe Kesef Kedushin, it's enough just to have Nisina, there doesn't have to be a Kenyan like the Granat writes, and so to in the Shus Yaakov Eben Ezra Simulam Sivkat and Gimel. And because of this, Kesef Kedushin works for Ktana when he says, Sivakabli Kedushayich, look on your Tesamat Aleph and Atos over there. And so to Kedushe, Kesef works Baal Karcha. B'maimer, according to Rebbe, later on Mem Dalet Amud Aleph, and therefore it's mischadesh in these instances. Therefore, it's mischadesh that it works when he places it somewhere where she was miyached, because that's considered nesina. So, in all these cases, all you need is nesina. You don't need an actual kinyan. But with respect to maso matan, that you need a kinyan hamekach vehamatana. In those instances, it has to be the courtyard of the buyer or of the receiver, that the courtyard is kona for him. But nesina doesn't help, because by mekach umemka you need an actual kinyan. When we say it's as if it was put into the woman's hand, because it was placed there, but there's no kinyan. By mekach umemkar, you need a kinyan. And saying, put it on the rack, that's not enough. There has to be an actual kinyan. Place it in someone else's hand. There has to, it's not enough. There has to be an actual kinyan. And arrive from this is the Gemara in Gidna Dafayin Chesam Adbeis. V'chein len yin chob, zirok li chobi v'zarko lo, karv l'mal v'zacha, darmalei zirok li chobi v'tipater. So Gemara says that with respect to a chov, if the malva says to love it, throw to me, and it's, he throws it and it's closer to the malva, he's zoche. Because he's telling him, throw me my chov and your pati, you're off the hook. The Mishnah Lamelech in the 16th parak of Echaz Malva V'lov and Alacha Aleph proves from Tosis and Sanhedrin Vav Bam Aleph and the Russian Bam Tzia Kofi Beis Bam Aleph that this, that Zrok Li Chovi V'ti Pater, throw me your debt and you'll be Pater, is Medin Mechila Naguba. Because he's Mochel. And if Mechila Tzrich a Kinyan, then you have to actually make a Kinyan. L'chora, what do I need to come on to Mechila for? And why does he have to say V'tipater? Since he commanded him to throw the mamon karovlo, it's as if he gave it into his hand. Told him where to put it. It's miyachei demakom. So it's muchach that for kinyan and zechiyah, this din doesn't work. Only when you only need nesina. And here there has to be a kinyan in order that the lova should be putter. It's not enough. And therefore you have to come on to the din of mechila. So there's a raya that in cases of kinyan you need actually kinyan. And it's not enough ki'ilu nasan liyada. Now there's a kasha according to the Nesivas Hamishpat and Siman Shindalad Mem, Sif Katna Aleph, that if the lova and the malva set aside a chayfetz for paying up of a debt, the malva is zocha in this chayfetz without a kinyan. If that's the case, why, if he says, throw to me your debt and you'll be putter, the malva, why is the malva not zocha in the chov, and the lova should be putter? Because it's yichud lepiron. This was now set aside. This money was now set aside for the payment of this debt. And memela, the malve should be zoche midin piron, midin yichud lepiron, not midin mechila. Why do we have to come on to the din of Mechila when they were miyached this for Piron? And that's enough according to the Nesivis. So we can answer based on the Rambam. The Rambam in the 16th parak of Echaz Malva Lova writes, Hachov b'achwayas halovat shifren liad amalvo liad shlucho. So he says that the debt is in the achwayas of the borrower until it is actually in the hands of the lov malva or his shliach. So we see from this that the etnai of Piron Chov is that it reaches the hands of the malve, and it's not enough with what it becomes, the mamon hamalve. And because of this, when he says, throw me the debt and you will be putter, even though by being miyached it for piron, it becomes the malve's, however, the lova still isn't putter, since it didn't reach the hand of the malve. And therefore, we need to come on to Taras Mechila. So that explains why, even according to the Nesivos, that being miyached for Piron is enough, but you still have to come on to the Din Mechila when we're talking about a case where he says, throw that money to me, and it comes closer to the malve, we have to come on to Mechila. Why have to come on to Mechila? Because when it comes to debts, it has to bali yado mamish. So he doesn't necessarily have to make a kinyan, but it has to be bali yado malva liad shlucho. And it's not enough that it became the moment of the malva. So you're right, by being miyached le piron, it becomes the mammon of the malveh, but the loveh still isn't pater, since it didn't yet reach the hands of the malveh. So he's still not pater. And even the Nesivus would agree to this. Nesivus would say, Nechinami, you're right, if you're miyached for piron, the malve zochet considered his money, but the love isn't yet putter until it comes into his hand. And therefore you want the love to be putter? For that you have to come on to Taras Mechila. However, according to the Tosis Rid, Hadra Kushil Aduchta. Why? Because Bikvias Makom, it's considered as if it mamish came into his hand. So he should be Pater Michova. So why, according to the Tosis Rid, if we take the Tosis Rid and we combine him with the Nesivus, the Tosis Rid says that if you're Miyached a Makom, it's as if you received it. The Nesivus HaMishpat says, he's not talking about Malve and Love, but the Nesivus Mishpat says that this is talking about Malve and Love, that with respect to Malve and Love, if you are Miyached a Chefetz for Piron, the Malve is Zoche b'Chefetz below Kinyan. So why then, according to these Shitas, do you have to come on to Mechila? You are Miyached the Chefetz. The Malve is Zoche. And if you are Koveh Makom, you are Koveh where this Chefetz is going to be used to repay the loan. So that's Kilu Baliyado. So he should be Pater, even without Mechila. So according to the Divrei Emes that tells us Rida's Moda that she's not Megureshes by Kviyas Makom until the get actually comes into her hand. Because Kviyas Makom only removes the Chisarnus Ligad Gitech Ma'agabe Akarka, that it makes it considered that it's been given by the Baal, that it's given directly by the Baal. That's what the Kviyus Makom does for us. But it's not as if it actually came into her hand. So we can say that Linyan Chov also, it still hasn't come into his hand. Like we said, according to the Rambam, that Chov Bachwayat Slovach, your friend, Liad Amav, Liad Shlucho. So there's been a nesina, but there still has to be, in order for the lova to be pater, it still has to go into the hands of the malver as shliach. But according to what we explained in the Tosis Rid, that it's mamish kibali yado, not like the Divrei Emes, who says that kviyus makom just removes the chitzar and shligitech ma'agabe akarka of it could be, we now consider it that the husband did the giving, but the woman still has to receive it. So here also, we have a difficulty with the Nesivus HaMishpat. There was already a Kinyan Mamon Mitzad HaYichud, like the Nesivus HaMishpat says, because it's considered Bali Yado, Ayde Kviyus Makom, according to the Tosis Rid. So therefore it should be Pater for Mitzchov without Mechila. Bitzarech Iyun. So to summarize, we learned a lot in this shir. The truth is that Rav Chaim goes on, and he asks a kasher from a Gemara in Bava Metzia. On if you'd beis on the beis, that you see lechara kviyus makom isn't enough. You need to come on to taras chatzer. And he answers a teretz that with respect to talking there about giving tevel, separating the maisus from tevel. But when you're giving tevel, there it actually has to come into his hand mamish. That's the general mahalach of the Shari Chaim. You can look there. But we'll just summarize what we learned in the shir. We had the sheet of the Tosis Rid, that it's not mitzad shlichus lekabbalah when she says, give it to my father or your father. But rather, if she says to give it, it's as if it came into her hand, and the Tosis Rid says the same applies to a get. that he just has to place it where she said, and that's enough. And he says that it's not like Tzli Kiddush Eichem Al Gabi HaKarka, because there's no Nesinas Habal, he just put it on the ground and then she took it. That's no good, but here she's telling him where to put it. She's telling him where to put it as if she received it. The Avnei Miluim says that the Tosis Rid is a Shita Siyachid. It wasn't mentioned in the Poskim Rishonim Achronim. We prove from the Rambam that the Rambam holds like the Tosis Rid, he's not a Shita Siyachid, because she can say by a get that this get should be a pikadon by you to the shliach lahalacha, and that is already a gerushin. It's only a suffic gerushin because you have the chisaron of lochaz rishlicha seitzel abal, but there is quite possibly a gerushin here. Why would there be a gerushin? Ploni was not made a shliach lekabala by her. She just said that this get should be a pikadon. She didn't say receive it as a get for me. So the answer is that by appointing him to hold on to the get, it's as if it came into her hand. So you see that the Rambam also holds that appointing somebody is as if it came into your hand. And we said, why does she have to say it in front of Adam? There's not a proper minui shlichus here. And the answer is because since she's making her hand like his hand, like her hand, so that is like a davar shebe'erva needs eidim. The Divrei Emes says that according to the Tosas Rid, she's not megureshes actually until the get reaches her hand, and the fact that he places it somewhere based on her tzivui is not, she places it on a rock according to her tzivui, or on the ground according to her tzivui. So that is not enough until she actually takes it. Why? Because that removes the chisaron tligitech ma'agabe akarka. That means that there isn't a scene of the baal here. There isn't a scene of the baal from him to her. The only thing is you only have the scene of the baal, but you don't yet have her kabbalah. When the kabbalah actually happens, when she takes it, then she's going to be divorced. However, we prove from the Tosas Rid that this isn't true. It's not Mashman as Lashon for other reasons. But in fact, the moment the Baal places it where she says, she is immediately divorced. The Avnei Miluim says, if the Tosas Rid is right, that saying to put it in a certain place is like her receiving it, then why in the case of Tein Mana L'Ploni V'Kadosh Ani Lach do you have to come onto the Din of Arev? She told him where to put it, so then it's like she received it. What do you have to come onto Arev for? And the answer is that the Tosas Rid only said that as if she received it when it's actually for her. But in the case of Tein Mana L'Ploni V'Kadosh Ani Lach, it's not for her. So it's not for her. It's a chiddush that she's married. You have to come onto the Din of Arev. But if it would be for her, then you don't have to come onto the Din of Arev. Our sugya teaches you that she's mekudeshes, because when she's koveh makom to put this kedushin, that's as if she received it in her hand. The Avnei Miluim writes that according to Shita Tosas Rid, the same applies to Mekach u'Memkar. That if the Makabel Matana or the Lokeach says Simaga Beisela, that it's as if it came into his hand. And we said no. The Tosas Rid only said his Chiddush, the Gabe Get, and Kiddushim, where it's enough to have Nesina. You don't actually have to have the Kinyan of the Get or a Kinyan of the Kiddushin. But when you need an actual kinyan, there setting aside a place isn't enough. And by Mekach u'Memkar, you actually need a kinyan. And then we ask the Kash according to the Nesivis, that if you're miyachet a chefetz for piron, the malve is zoche in this chefetz without a kinyan. And we asked, why then, according to this sheet of the Nesivis, when he says, throw me the money, the malve is only zoche midin mechila, if it comes closer to the malve. Wait, you were miyached this chefetz for piron. So he said, no. According to the Rambam, the money has to actually come into the hands of the malve. That's mitinai piron. It's not enough that it becomes mamana malve. So the Sivas is telling us that it becomes mamana malve. And when you say zrok lichovi v'tipater, so that means it's becoming mamana malve, but it's not as actually coming into his hands. And therefore you need it to come on to Taras Mechila. But we said that according to the Tosis Rid, that kviyus makom is as if it actually came into the hand, and you combine that with the sheet of the Nesivis, that if you're miyached this chefetz for piron, the malve zoche. Wait a second. There's a zechia, because they were miyached this money for piron, and it's as if that's the Nesivis. And not only is there a zechia, but it's as if it actually came into the hand. So since it actually came into the hand of the woman, that should be enough. So why then do you have to come on to Taras Mechila? As the Rishonim say, that it's Mitaras Mechila. Midin Mechila Naguba. You don't need to come on to Mechila according to the Tosis Rit. Maybe Enochin Amitosu would argue. But according to Tosis Rit, you don't have to come on to Din Mechila. Why not? Because it came into her hand. Without the Tosis Rit, you would say that, yeah, the husband did the giving. It became the malvis, the lova did the giving. It came the malvis, but it didn't mamish come into his hand. So therefore, to say that it came into his hand when he threw it, so that you have to come on to mechila. But according to Tosis Rid, it's as if it actually came into his hand. So why then do you have to come on to din mechila b'tzarachim? So we should all be zochim to Hashem. Lulmodu lalamid lishmar balasu lakaimus kolivri samutras of the Ahava. Amen vi amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest, most beloved friend.